Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Episode number 327, Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. How the hell is your Sunday going? How the hell was your week? Hope everybody's okay. I hope you're safe out there. I am once again drinking vodka. At this rate, what has it been the last six episodes I've had vodka? You would think it's my favorite liquor, and it's actually not. It's very, very low on the totem pole. I'd probably say whiskey, tequila, rum, then vodka, and then and dead last is gin. There's only certain brands of gin I really, really like. Actually, only one I've found so far. That's Hendrix gin is the best of them all. So anyways, let's go ahead and have a drink about it. If you got them, drink them. Bottoms up. Cheers, everybody. It's not straight vodka. I don't know if I said that. It's just in some Topo Chico. So let's go ahead and start off with some NHL. I actually fell asleep during the Vegas Golden Knights Dallas Stars third period last night, and overtime. So I didn't get to see it, but my Dallas Stars pulling it out in overtime somehow, some way, they did it. I'm so happy for them, man. I've been waiting for this, and I just want to say, in my personal humble non-hockey coach, never played opinion. The first period we played last night, which I did actually see, that's the way you gotta do it. There's no other way to beat this Vegas team other than to, for lack of a better term, constantly be up their ass. I mean, that's how it was last night in that first period. I loved it. I couldn't stop watching. I couldn't take my eyes away. I didn't switch over to watch anything else while the Stars were on, just because I was so impressed with how they were playing, man. Stars doing a great job. That first period, just remember that. Commit that to memory, coaches, staff members, players. Commit that to memory, because that's what you're going to have to do to beat this team, man. And I fell asleep, obviously, like I said, in the third period. And I woke up this morning with a little bit of, like, dread. You know, I was like, shit, I didn't see the game. I don't know who won. I don't want to look it up. So I laid there for a good hour thinking about, you know, and not wanting to kill my fantasy of us playing so well. That I didn't look. For the first hour I was awake, I was like, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to turn on the TV. I'm not going to look at SportsCenter. I don't want anyone to tell me. I want to live in my fantasy that we had a great game and that we possibly came out on top. So with one eye open, I finally looked it up and saw that we won in overtime. Thank God. I love it. I love it. Let's take another drink to that specifically. My Dallas Stars taking game three. Cheers. Now the deficit doesn't seem so bad. You know, you're down two games. It's like, damn, this series is next to over. You know, but you get one back in there. It's a new series. It's definitely coming back to Dallas. You know, which is good. And much like, I've said this before, and there are a lot of parallels between this Dallas Stars team and my Texas Rangers. I know two different sports. I'm sport jumping here, but I do see a lot of parallels. And one of those that I was saying a couple of weeks ago was the offense we can produce. Obviously, it's harder in the playoffs. You're not going to score 10 goals a game. You know, teams are just clamped down on their defense, going down, blocking shots, goalies. I mean, Thompson, by the way, as a Stars fan, I have to applaud Thompson and net last night. That was some of the most brilliant playing I've seen in a long time. You know, obviously, years ago, Vasilevsky, he's just the wall. You know, it's hard to get anything by him. But the opportunities we had last night in that game, what I did watch, I mean, ridiculous saves. It was no Bobrovsky behind the back, like no look, one arm save. It was nothing like that, but dude, it was next to that, just over and over, because like I said, my Stars were pressuring. And, yeah, I mean, we just had so many opportunities, and Thompson was just, he's the reason the Golden Knights were in that game, honestly. If we can keep that kind of pressure up and wear him down a little bit, I think we're going to be okay. But yeah, the parallels I see is the offense and the Dallas Stars, Texas Rangers, obviously, if not the best offense last year, one of the best. Now I can't remember the other parallel. What was the other thing, dude? Oh, the away record. That's what it was. They were pointing that out on the broadcast last night. The away record of the Stars is actually really, really good. Same as my Texas Rangers, obviously going 11-0 on the road. I don't know if my Stars will do that, but we could. You know, it's a possibility. What if that's the way it was? We were great on the road and okay at home. I'll take okay at home, because all you really got to do is, in these next series, if we assume we're going to win all away games, that's three games, right, out of a seven-game series. 1-2 at home, 3-4 away, 5 at home, 6 away, 7 at home. If you can just be good at home, that's three wins away from home, and all you need is one single win at home, you're good to go. So I'm hoping, and that's another parallel between these two teams that I see. You know, if we can just be solid on the road like we have been all season, we're going to be okay. How about no losses on the road? That would be incredible. That would honestly be incredible. So yeah, we do have a tough game coming up next game, obviously game 4. Vegas is going to want that one back. Dude, it's just been a sports-filled weekend, dude. I don't know if I pissed the girl off, but I was talking to someone on one of those dating websites, and everything was going okay. You know, we'd kind of been talking randomly through the week or whatever, and just chit-chatting, and, you know, I'm busy, she's busy, blah, blah, blah. So we talk when we can, kind of thing, since it's so new. And, yeah, she fucking deleted me. I guess she got irritated. I don't know. I am upfront. I am honest. Like, I am a huge sports fan. Like, I can't help it. I'm into it, and I'm into so many sports. I'm into so many sports, you know, across the board, professional sports, that I can't really even get into the college level of sport, the collegiate level of sports. I can't even get into that because I have so many teams I watch all the time anyway. Basketball's on right now, baseball's on right now, hockey's on right now. You know, I know there's like, what's it called, draft going on for the NFL. I don't give a shit about that. I don't care. Just show me the team that's going to play on the field, and I'll let you know if I think they're good or not. How about that? Or the record will, I don't even have to let you know, the record will show if they're good or not. I guess she was hinting, the reason she just ended up deleting me is, and I don't care, like, I'm not butthurt about it, it is what it is, plenty of fish, right? is I guess she was hinting at me, like, taking her out or something this weekend, and Saturday finally comes, you know, we're chatting, and, you know, I'm like, what are you up to? And she's like, nothing. I'm just really, really bored. And I guess that was my cue to be like, oh, well, let's go, you know, have some dinner and da da da. It's like, but I have so much, like, this is how bad it is. If you're going to get with me, you got to know I'm going to be glued to the TV at certain times of the year, if not all parts of the year. I mean, UFC, what is that, all year round? So every Saturday, you know, if you know the football schedule, you're like, oh, right, Saturday, he doesn't like college football, he's going to be free. No, I'm not. I'm watching UFC. So anyways, I wasn't trying to rub it in. I wasn't trying to be a jerk. I was being honest with her. You know, she's like, oh, I'm just really bored. And she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, there's so much to watch this weekend. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. I've got NBA to watch. I've got, and I just went off, you know, I listed all the stuff, all the things that, are making me happy this weekend, with not having to work and sitting on my ass and eating potato chips and doing nothing. This is what I'm going to do with my weekend. And, yeah, I guess she didn't like that. She was looking for a different answer. And, I wasn't willing to take her, not on my Saturday, not on a sports Saturday. Maybe that's selfish of me, but let me be selfish, you know? I ain't fucking married, you know? I don't think I'll ever be married again. I want to do what I want to do. And that doesn't ever work out, you know? That doesn't ever work out for relationships. You know, I'm ready to do what I want to do. And it's not like I'm doing anything. I'm not smoking crack, man. You know, if you're that offended by the sports that I love and the sports that I'm going to sit down and watch, then be gone. You know, it's not like we were having some epic conversation anyway. You know, but I think deleting the conversation or whatever was a little drastic. But hey, I know how she feels, and I appreciate that more than anything. If you got them, drink them. Let's take another drink. So yeah, lots of sports. UFC, man. I was so enamored with the NHL, I didn't catch much of the UFC as much as I wanted it last weekend. Yeah, I mean, I was flipping back over a little bit during the day and watching some UFC, but I doubt I even finished the fight. So I'm not even going to go there this week. I don't know who won, who lost. I could look it up, but I'm not going to. I'd rather stick with NHL, NBA, stuff like that. So let's go ahead and get into it. Where's my little NHL standings here? We'll talk a little baseball. We'll talk a little basketball. I got some Stamkos love coming up here in a minute, dude. That guy's incredible. So here we go, games for today. And aside from it just being my Dallas Stars versus the Vegas Golden Knights, my favorite series of the playoffs so far is this Jets Avalanche series, dude. This is such a great series, man. Back and forth. It really just feels up in the air. With as good as Colorado is and has been for years now, Nathan MacKinnon, I mean, he's a beast, obviously. This series has just been back and forth. Colorado leading the series 2-1. But I mean, the Jets could have easily won any of these games, man. Like the way, maybe not game one. I think they got beat down pretty good in game one. but yeah, the Jets are in there, man. Ricky B and the boys doing their thing. So that's today. Super excited for that one, man. Canucks, Predators, Vancouver leads that series 2-1. I think I did pick the Predators, in that series. Who else we got? Rangers, Capitals. I picked the Rangers. They're up big in that series. I mean, you kind of saw that coming with the Capitals, with them barely making it to the playoffs. So I look pretty solid on that pick. Oilers, Kings, Edmonton's up 2-1. Kings squeaked out a win there. Kings are actually my pick for this series. I just feel like, subconsciously, like my mind is telling me this matchup over the years always goes the Kings' way. But we'll see. There's still a lot of hockey left to play. The next best, I'm going to say the Stars Golden Knights series is the third best series in the playoffs, because I would rank it this way: Jets Avalanche number one, Lightning Panthers number two, Stars Golden Knights number three. As far as excitement, as far as like how interested I am in these. So game five coming up for the Lightning and the Panthers, that's tomorrow. Florida leads 3-1, but the Lightning not willing to give it up, not willing to let the season go, win the last game. That one's just good. That one's good and physical and nasty, without being, with still being, you know, there's sportsmanship within it. You know, sure, they're pushing and shoving and probably calling each other every name in the book, but, it's not getting out of hand, you know, like it's nothing egregious. You know, no one's taking a fucking heel of a stick to the temple, you know. it's horrible when it gets that way. So that's a great series to watch. My Dallas Stars Golden Knights tomorrow at 8:30. We gotta pull this next one off, dude. If we pull this next one off, I feel like DFW will feel a lot better. We'll all collectively breathe a sigh of relief. Game five, Boston Bruins versus the Maple Leafs coming up Tuesday. Boston leads that series 3-1. Maple Leafs fans aren't happy. Maple Leafs players aren't happy. I saw a little clip of Austin Matthews. I can't remember the other guy's name. Just on the bench bitching at each other. You know, things start to fall apart. You start to get mad at teammates when it's not going your way. What else can you do? Let's see. Game 5, Carolina Hurricanes versus the Islanders. Carolina leads that series 3-1. That's coming up Tuesday. And then we start all over again. So super exciting. You got to watch these games. I'm so excited for, what's it called? Avalanche Jets today, man. And it's the same thing. If the Jets pull this one off today, it's a new series, man. And you have to imagine at that point, it's going 7. So let's go Jets. Let's go Kings. Let's go. I can't believe I picked the Predators. Let's go Predators. Let's go Rangers. Let's go Lightning. I picked against the Panthers, even though I know they're surging the past couple of years. Let's go Stars, man. Let's take another drink. Cheers. All right, moving on, NBA. Dude, my Dallas freaking... I'm not going to lie, dude. I was ready to come on this episode after watching Game 1 and tuck my tail and maybe not apologize, but, you know, just admit that I was wrong. After Game 1, the Dallas Mavericks versus the LA Clippers, dude, they beat us pretty damn good that first game. And you don't have anything else to go off of. Just a single game. After that first game, you're just thinking, dude, they beat us this bad? And Leonard was sitting on the bench? Like, what the hell are we going to do when he comes back? Like, we're going to be screwed. But he did come back. He's been back in Game 2, Game 3. And my Dallas Mavericks lead this series 2-1. 2-1. And this is what I've been praising the Mavericks for all season. What did they do after Game 1? Did they sit at home and sulk? Did they bitch about it to their teammate? Did they, you know, get in a fight with their coach? No, they didn't do any of that. They didn't hang their head. They moved on. They moved past it. And guess what? Game 2, we win. Game 3, we win. Now we're up 2-1 in the series. I was ready to be, because last week I literally said, before the series started, I'm not worried about the LA Clippers at all. I think we got them. And then Game 1 happens, and it's like, oh boy, what have I done? Literally, my words were going to be, that's why I don't predict basketball, because I don't know shit about it. And so far, so good. I don't know. I don't know about the other teams. We're going to check up on the other teams, see how they're doing. 76ers versus the Knicks. New York Knicks are up 2-1. I picked the Sixers in that series. Game 4 for the Clippers Mavericks. My Dallas Mavericks, as I just mentioned, are up 2-1. Oh, that's happening today. Dude, there's just so much sports on this weekend. It's crazy. Like, I have my back button working overtime. You know what I mean? Like, I click a channel and then I go back to the other channel to watch when that first channel goes on break. And then when that second channel goes on break, I switch to something else. I have to find that channel. It's amazing. I love it. Let's see. Game 4, Bucks, Pacers. I've looked into this the least, so this is all surprising to me. Game 4, Bucks, Pacers. Pacers lead this series 2-1. Game 4, Minnesota versus the Suns. Minnesota leads this series 3-0. I think they were my pick. Boston versus the Miami Heat. Boston leads this series 2-1. Celtics were my pick. Game 4, OKC versus the Pelicans, or the Pelicans. This one's easy. I picked the Thunder over the Pelicans, the first place Thunder. They lead that series 3-0. Lakers versus the Nuggets. I heard the Lakers won. I think it was last night. Much like the Tampa Bay Lightning, they weren't ready to go home. They weren't ready to call it a season. So they squeak out one. Denver leads that series 3-1. Pacers, Bucks. Yeah, what's going on in the Magic Cavaliers series? Oh my God. The Magic. I love it. I love it. The series is tied 2-2. Magic's won 2 games. Cavaliers have won 2 games. I actually picked the Magic over just a like 90s nostalgia Shaquille O'Neal, you know, that was his first team he played for, dude. Yeah, so there you go. There's a little bit of the NBA. Let's go, Mavericks. Everybody else could just lose for all I care. I know that's not possible. But yeah, dude, this is what I've been praising the Mavericks for all damn season. Just not giving up, not quitting, fighting hard even when you're down. Like, I love it. No season ticket holder or just one-off purchase ticket buyer wants to see you go out there and just give up, dude. You're paid millions to play this game. We want to see maximum effort, maximum amount of time, and I feel like every Dallas Mavericks season ticket holder and just random game goer or sitting on your couch like me from home watcher is pretty happy with the Mavericks. I'm very happy with the Mavericks, win or lose. Like, this season already to me is a success. We made it to the playoffs. We're already making some noise, dude. If we make it to the second round, I'll be ecstatic. If we make it past that, you're getting your money's worth is basically what I'm saying, and I appreciate it. I really, really do. I appreciate teams that play that damn hard for your city, man. So I don't know if I took another drink. I'm taking another one. Cheers to the Mavericks. That blue collar, you know? Real quick, dude. Stamkos, I forgot to... When I was talking about my NHL... little series there. Stamkos, dude. This guy, just in game one, a lot's happened since then. In game one, dude, he roofed a puck above the goalie. And it was like there's no way anything else could have fit in that space other than a puck. And he did it so fast and like so fluid. He like got a pass from the right side. And it happened so fast, like, if you blinked, you missed it. Like, he roofed this damn thing so fast in such a quick period of time. Obviously, the goalie couldn't react. No one could react. And it just, it went in. Obviously, he scored. But I just had to praise him just for the athleticism. Just for the, this is what this guy does in his fucking sleep, dude. He's roofing pucks like that for that specific situation to be on that side, dude. He's just an animal, regardless of if Tampa Bay is moving on or not. Much respect for just the high level of accuracy, of professionalism, he's a top player in the world for a reason, dude. Like, he's unfucking believable. Like, they're going to cover him, obviously. You know, he's not going to score every single goal. They're watching him pretty good, you know. But, jeez, I thought that guy was going to back over the curb. Good Lord. But, yeah, just the athleticism, just the accuracy. Like I said, if you blink, you miss it. That's how fast, like, from tape to tape, that pass came. And it was in the back of the net before you could take a breath, before you could blink, it's just incredible. It's incredible that we get to see these players that have essentially mastered this craft. Master class, dude, he's putting on. It's fucking amazing. So the cheers to Stamkos, dude. Like, hey, I know he gets a lot of love. I know he's a top player in the NHL. But just to see it, just to see the beauty, just to see the hard work, the dedication just come to fruition in a split second. How are you supposed to stop that? You can't is the answer. You can't. He's that damn good. I don't even know how you would do that, man. I could probably practice that shot a million times and make it, like, you would think the law of averages would be on my side for something like that. That's just another level. And by the way, I can't even skate. I can stand up on skates. I can go forward, I just can't stop. I have to use the boards to stop. Or if I were playing in a league, another person, I'd probably have the most penalties for dragging people down to the ice. You know, like fucking Happy Gilmore. He holds the record for the only player that tried to stab somebody with his skate. I'd be the player to have the most penalties for dragging other players down to the ice, I don't even know if I'd be a good goon. You know what I mean? I don't even know. How do you stand up on skates and fight? You know, I think I could do okay standing on the ground, but on skates, you'd just push me down and it'd be over, man. I'd be like a little child, like a little baby giraffe walking for the first time. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy what these athletes can do. It's crazy that they can do it in the first place, like skate and jump and grab the puck out of the air and put it down and take a shot. Like, that's nuts to me, first off. But then you have players like Stamkos at the highest level executing shit. And it's like, oh, that's an elite player. Okay, I see. So yeah, that pretty fucking cool to see. I know game one was a long time ago. I just had to shout that out. It was incredible, man. Like, he's just like a robot. That's the only, like, thing I can say to, like, how amazing. It's like, he's like a damn robot, dude. A robot's going to make that shot 100% of the time. If you program it right, right? I don't know. There was that Amazon. Did you guys see? I think this has been a couple of years now. That Amazon robot that it worked for 32 hours straight. And after that 32 hours, it like goes to the shelf and grabs a package and then completely collapses. That's pretty funny because it's like, yeah, dude, I know. Like, I can sympathize with the robot. Like, yeah, dude, we all of us as humans understand what that robot is going through. We're like, we know. We get exhausted too. Like, we fall down too. You know, we take our breaks too. But I don't know if anyone's ever worked for 32 hours straight. But still, yeah, that's the perfect metaphor for how humans feel about working all the time. Almost for nothing, right? I'm just kidding. Let's take another drink. So what else we got? A little MLB, man, to end the episode here. Yeah, my Texas Rangers losing to the Mariners. The Mariners are looking pretty good, man. I've always liked the Mariners. I know if you're a Rangers fan, you're like, oh, I don't want to hear this. I've always liked the Astros. I've always liked the Oakland A's. I pretty much like all baseball teams. I can't help it. And I'll say it for the millionth time. I just don't want them to ever beat my team. That's it. I want my team to be number one. And I'll watch all the other games that I can. But I am actually going to make a commitment to watch more Mariners baseball because I, for one, have been waiting for a couple of years now. Like, dude, I feel like the Mariners have been in really good position. They've just never done anything. Like, these, you know, past couple of years, whatever. It's like they're good. They're just not good in the right places. I don't exactly know how to explain it. So I'm making a commitment to watch more Mariners baseball. They did beat my Texas Rangers 2 games out of 3. I believe my Texas Rangers just lost 2 games out of 3 against Cincinnati. I mean, we're losing a lot of series here, man. It's maybe okay in our division. You know, I don't know. With the Mariners in there, the Mariners seem like they're doing a lot better than we are. but yeah, I know it's going to keep us in the division, but what does it do for your confidence to keep losing series after series? And yeah, we got a couple of hurt people. We're not running full capacity, and that's okay, but we should start winning some series, man. And here's what it is, and I can tell you this from being a Dallas Cowboys fan, America's team. I know a lot of people would say we're not America's team anymore. I don't give a shit. America's team. You always put your best foot forward when you play America's team. It doesn't matter if it's the Washington Commanders, who only have 2 wins all season, and it's the end of the season. It doesn't matter. They're going to put their best game forward, and they can very well beat you. There's just something about facing a team like that, a prestigious team like the Dallas Cowboys or a World Series champion. Every team wants to beat the champs the next season. And in my Texas Rangers case, they are. You know, they are beating us, unfortunately. But I know we can turn it around. There's still time to turn it around. There's still a ton of time in baseball to turn it around. So as you could imagine, I'm watching a little bit of baseball. It's sprinkled in. It's just playoff time for everything else. So it's hard to tune into a game out of 162 versus this could be the team's, you know, last game of the season. You know, that's more important. So, yeah, man, everybody wants to beat the champs. Unfortunately, they are. right now. And I say all that just to say you step it up for a championship team, you know. When the Astros won the World Series, yeah, I wanted to beat them every series. It means something to me. You know, obviously there's that silver boot, but then you can say we beat the champs all season this season. Like, we have something going. You know, it builds confidence, I guess, in a way. So, yeah, Texas Rangers definitely got to step it up. Ohtani, the LA Dodgers, just doing Ohtani things, man. There's just so many comparisons. They compared him to Babe Ruth. I don't remember the stats they said the other day. There were two stats specifically that he was exactly the same as Babe Ruth, which I think in this day and age is even more incredible. Because back then, I mean, you know how it was. Not everyone was allowed to play. So that cuts out a lot of competition, you know what I mean? Nowadays, everybody is allowed to play, which I love, because it's the best competition. And this dude is still smashing. He's still, I mean, pitching his ass off. Like, he's just a one-of-a-kind. And I know you all know this. He's just a one-of-a-kind baseballer. I don't know if we'll see a player like that for a long time. So you better enjoy his career while it's here. And I know I'm trying to. I mean, just the fact that he can crank a home run. Like, it's just, I know he's a ball player, but I don't feel like there's a, you know, there's pitchers that can hit home runs and they have hit home runs, but I don't feel like it's very consistent. You know, they're happy to get on base. You know, they're contributing that way. It's just a weird dynamic, man. It's just so strange that some games he's pitching and he's hitting, and then there's other games where he's just hitting. It's weird, man. It's weird in a cool way, you know? So, anyways. Oh, yeah, I want to recommend the Joe Rogan podcast. I don't know if you've heard of the podcast called the Joe Rogan podcast. Really, really good, man. This latest episode, I'm trying to find the guy's name right now. Oh, yeah, I still have to watch the one with Max Holloway. Forgot about that. I started watching that one, I just didn't finish it. The one with the moon guy, Bart Sobrell. Dude, go watch that episode. I mean, I don't know if everything he's saying is true. He has a whole website dedicated to it, but some interesting shit, man. Did they fake the moon landing or not? I don't know. I don't know. The weird thing is that I've always thought is there's no stars in the picture, like, ever, when you see, like, the moon from outer space, or I mean the Earth from outer space. You never see any stars in the picture. And then I started looking it up, and it's like those stars that we see are so far away. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. It's all weird. It's all muddled. And this guy, Bart Sobrell, helps muddle it even more. You know, he's of the belief that it was faked, and it's very political. Obviously, back then, with us and the Russians, you know, there was a lot of shit going on. We had to be the first. We had to be number one, blah, blah, blah. Dude, you just go watch the episode, man. It is so fascinating. I'm actually going to watch it again. This has been my most fascinating topic, aside from anything with Graham Hancock, which I did watch that one as well. That was great with, what's his fucking name? Oh, damn it. Flint Dibble. That's right. Graham Hancock debating Flint Dibble, the Dibbler, on the Joe Rogan Experience was fucking great. So yeah, thanks for checking out my podcast. But yeah, go check out that those couple of podcasts, man. That moon landing shit is just, there's so much information that just went over my head. That's why it's like a good movie. You gotta watch it again. You know, you're going to see that boom mic in the shot that you never saw before, or what, you know, those little Easter eggs. So yeah, that's going to do it for me. Episode number 267. Thank you guys for listening. As always, don't drink and drive. Treat yourself to an Uber, treat yourself to a Lyft, treat yourself to a DoorDash. If you think about it financially, this is my little personal ad that I put on my episode. Nobody's paying me to say this. I just want to keep you guys safe. I love you all, you know? if you think about it financially, ordering the $30 DoorDash is significantly less experience than getting busted for drinking and driving, right? We can all agree on that, right? So as I say that, bottoms up, cheers everybody. If you got them, drink them. Whew, almost. We're almost there. All right, guys, I will talk to you next freaking week. I love you all. Be safe out there. Let's go Stars. Let's go Mavericks. Rangers, we got to pick it up a little bit, boys. I'll talk to you all next week. I love you all. Bye.